Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers out there, the 18-wheelers of the men and the women behind the wheel. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com is our website home. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, the website again, founderscode.com, is Denise Simon. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Before we get started with an article that you wrote yesterday, we have a message here, a straight direct message from Lee in Tampa. He says, morning, Captain. How is the administration getting away with sending Haitians back? Are they doing the same with other migrants?
Title 42, which it was put in under the Trump administration, that if there are significant disease or pandemic threats, then they can be sent back under Title 42. But they're being very selective about how and where they apply Title 42.
Yep. And it's not all the Haitians that are going back. We just explained that a minute ago here. Some of the single males are being sent back, but none of the family units.
Correct. There are three flights that left day before yesterday. I don't know how many left yesterday. I wasn't paying attention, but I just know that there were. Now, here's what's interesting. A lot of people are wondering, and it finally came out, where these Haitians came from, because you just can't go from Haiti to the southern border.
Right. Right.
Well, how they got to the southern border is this. In 2010, after the significant earthquake in Haiti, a lot of the Haitians were given lots of monies, least of which was from the United States, through NGOs and foreign aid and whatnot, and they left Haiti and went to Brazil to work on the infrastructure for the Olympics. And they were living all very nice lives down there. When that went away, they still stayed with their jobs, and some of them moved to a few other countries, Argentina and whatnot, Chile. And then when it was announced that Biden was going to give relief after this last hurricane and earthquake in Haiti, that's when they all decided with their network, and it's quite a network, to come to the United States. So they didn't come directly from Haiti. They came from South America.
Yeah, and they all didn't come at once. They've been working their way up through. And it seemed like when they got into Mexico, one group met up with another, and that's how come they're all coming in these big groups.
Well, as I said, they have a coordinated network.
Yep. Now, let's talk for a second about this Chinese company, Evergrande, which they're talking about could cause a serious economic problem for the United States and other countries around the world.
Evergrande is a very large company, and, I mean, it's, like, massively huge. And what is happening here is a financially extended loans and financial exposure of the real estate portfolio. And that is what caused a colossal drop, part and parcel of a colossal drop of our stock market yesterday, because if you don't think that there's not some connective tissue in global financial markets and risk of I don't know how else to say it, but, you know, risks that deal globally with the dollar, that this is a case that will prove that. So we're talking billions and billions and billions of dollars when it comes to things that can be defaulted on, things that may go through a sell-off, the loss of the value of the yen, and so forth and so on. So I would say that President Xi he's making some interesting moves, and I think it will affect private companies and things like Evergrande. So this is why it'll have a significant ripple effect. The consequence of Evergrande and other companies that are just as large, I don't think are over yet. So
no.
Hold on.
And the stock market is reacting accordingly right now too. They hate uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. Here comes the music. So to be continued on the other side. And when we come back on the other side, what would you say if I told you your daughter might get drafted in the military? Yep. The Democrats are trying to plan something here. If you haven't heard, we're going to tell you about it, so don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Now, you will have an opportunity on the 23rd, that's this coming Thursday, over here at our event. At the Grand Hyatt right here, just the other side of the airport, off the Courtney Campbell, you'll have an opportunity to meet the author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly. She will have a exhibit there, and you can stop by and say hi, see the books that we've been talking about, and tell me what you think, because I'm telling you, our youngsters are not being taught American history the way it needs to be taught. And the one thing that Lauren Kelly has done is she's written some great books for grade school kids that will teach them American history with a heart. They'll learn about America instead of not being taught about America and being trying to be brainwashed, if you will, by our public schools into some different line of thought. Now, you can go to the website, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com over there. Take a look at it for your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, or your nephews. It's an absolute must for homeschoolers. And by the way, she'll have some of the books for sale there Thursday night over at the Grand Hyatt. Now, the books are available in English and Spanish, too. So I look forward to meeting you on Thursday night. And she looks forward to meeting you. And I'm sure you're going to enjoy the opportunity to be able to talk to her and find out what it is that she's all about, because she's the real deal when it comes to what she's writing about. TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello, hello.
Hello.
December the 1st, I do believe they're going to have the verbal arguments will start about the Mississippi abortion case that everybody is saying is going to challenge Roe v. Wade. What do you think?
Well, I don't know how that case will be presented. So I have not read the case at all. So I'm really not going to – whatever I say is probably going to be wrong. But I would say this. When it comes to abortion, I was actually thinking about this last night. When it comes to abortion, haven't we figured out after all of these years how to not have an unwanted pregnancy in the first place?
You would think. You would think.
Precisely. There must be 25 different methods to prevent unwanted pregnancies. Period.
Uh-huh.
So I don't even know why we are, you know, doing the volume of abortions that we are.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, this one could be quite interesting to determine, if for nothing else, eliminate late term abortions, which is in itself reprehensible. But when life begins at the womb, so.
Right.
We shall see where this one goes.
All right. Well, we've got a caller on the line. I'm going to go to the call. Okay, Mel in Saratoga Springs, what's your question for Denise, please?
Yes, hello. Good morning, Denise. Good morning, Captain.
Hey.
Hi. In regards to Milley, what is that, General Milley?
Right.
This coup that has been perpetrated, that say, with what he's doing with China and I guess whatever other countries. But to go back to President Trump's administration, when you had General Kelly in there, too, I mean, how would you assess what he did and how he behaved within the Trump administration compared with this or connected with this Milley? I mean, it seems as though these guys are trying to subvert this country's sovereignty and its ability to stay on top of the enemy and hand it over to China, you know, and to put you over to our enemies. As far as Kelly, I'm just trying to connect the two.
Okay.
I mean, are they on the same page, same team? Are they against us?
Okay. All right, thank you. Okay, well, Denise, have at it.
You know, Mel, great thinking on that one. Hat tip to you for that one. But I will say this. Flag officers being active flag officers or retired, they all have a fraternity.
Yeah.
And they protect their own. Until you get to the ranks of colonels or captains or lieutenants and so forth, they are the ones that always seem to kind of get blamed for whatever.
Yep.
But great question there, and it is a sad commentary that they literally put their friendships and their loyalty to each other above really anything else. For Milley to come out and say several years ago that China is not an enemy is a ridiculous statement because at the time they may not have been a military threat to us, but they were a threat to us because of several other operations that they had put in place in the United States, least of which is the Confucius Institutes, the Thousand Talents Program, which is really a spy operation, cyber attacks, and then the theft of intellectual property. And a lot of other things that, I mean, China has been known to, what do they say? What is it that my husband says? They don't innovate, they imitate. So they steal. And they've been doing it for years. My husband worked for a Chinese company way back in the 90s, and He will go back, and he was in a different industry. He was in the manufacturing part of it in the United States. He told me way back then, that's what they do. They virtually steal. And one part that a lot of people don't really talk about is how China has gone after our patents, that they have worked their way into stealing patents and then rewriting them with one small change or two small changes and making the patents then their own. So for Milley to ever say, or any flag officer to ever say that China is not an enemy is just wrong on so many levels.
Didn't McMaster, Lieutenant General McMaster, butt heads with both Milley and Kelly?
Specifically, I don't remember that part, but I will tell you that McMaster is, and I watched a very fascinating thing a couple of years ago with McMaster over at the Hoover Institute, and he clearly understands the threat of all things China.
Right.
So we also have to remember that Trump wasn't very good at picking people
work
for him.
God, no.
You know, he was betrayed several times by an awful lot of people, but I'm going to put probably 50% of the blame, if not more, on Trump because he didn't vet these people as closely as he should.
Correct. And traditionally, an incoming president always removed the staff that was in there from the previous president, kept the ones he wanted, and the other ones he said, okay, thanks, we'll see you.
Well, we certainly learned when during the first impeachment on the perfect phone call that the National Security Council in the White House had an awful lot of people in it.
Yeah.
And some of those people obviously turned out to be some pretty nefarious operatives.
Correct.
You know, when Trump said that he was going to drain the swamp, he didn't even come close to draining the swamp.
Okay, let's change gears for a minute here because something popped up here in Afghanistan that I want to ask you about. ISIS apparently has stepped up their bombing attacks against the Taliban, and a bunch of IEDs went off the other day. It's obviously raised the specter of a wider conflict in Afghanistan. What's going to happen there? And you got about 30 seconds.
Nothing.
Okay. All right. Because it looks like as if that they're getting ready to go at it over there.
They are going at it.
Civil war. All right. I'll talk to you tonight on the Radio. Have yourself a great day. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes, and she wrote a couple of them yesterday. Be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense and
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Democratic congressional leaders say they will bring a bill forward that would suspend the debt limit and try to prevent a government shutdown. Current estimates are that the U.S. will be unable to pay its bills sometime in October if the debt ceiling isn't raised. The House is scheduled to vote this week on legislation that would suspend that ceiling until 2022 and fund the government through December. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Republicans could support a measure to fund the government past September 30th, but only if it was separate from a bill to raise the debt ceiling. In remarks on the Senate floor Monday, the Kentucky Republican said that his caucus would support a funding bill that includes disaster relief and targeted Afghan assistance, as long as it wasn't tied to the debt ceiling. And Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is projected to hold on to power, as multiple outlets are calling for his Liberal Party to win enough seats in Parliament to form a minority government. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News. On the Captain's America, Third Watch.
And Ron Edwards will be with us at hour number 4, so you want to stick around for that. Going to have quite a spirited conversation with him about stuff that's going on. And don't forget, Brooke Says will be here in hour number 4 at the bottom of the hour, too. Going to be an adventurous hour number 4 in the program. In the meantime, here's more about National Aviation Academy right here.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 locations where they can train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. The first one, of course, is in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, right across the bay from me in Tampa, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city of Boston. Now, either one of those will get you your ticket to ride as a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, that's a job that's good just about anywhere in the world. I don't think too many people want to work in North Korea or China or Russia or maybe even Iran, but you could because the certification is worldwide. So there you go. Now, let's put it to you this way. You got your choice. You got the Clearwater, Florida campus. You got the Concord, Massachusetts campus. I strongly recommend that you pick up the phone and you call, and I'll give you the number in a minute, either one of those campuses, you get them at one central line, and you set up an appointment to go visit the school. Now, the number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up, ask to take the tour. You will meet a student or two. You'll meet a teacher or two. You'll meet the financial people. They'll tell you if you're a veteran post 9/11, you probably and you haven't used your educational benefits, you're probably good to go. It'll be paid for by your GI Bill. And if you're pre 9/11, you'll find out that whatever you got left in terms of benefits can be used, but maybe you don't have any benefits left because it's way down the line from when you served, because there is a deadline for using your limits in that respect. And if that's the case, then you apply for a student loan and you go that way. But you can still get your education taken care of. Now, all of that being said, the website, naa.edu, the phone number, 800-659-2080, call them up, ask to take the tour at one of their campuses. Now, it was reported that there were as many as 6 Reaper drones that were following Zamara Al-Mahdi, the killed aid worker, for 8 hours during the operation. 6 different Reaper drones. It wasn't just one. And the CIA warned the military seconds after the U.S. missile that killed Afghan civilians was launched that it was a civilian, not the guy that they thought it was, the bad guy that they were going after. The end result was they killed 7 children. Now, you haven't heard the end of this yet as to how the United States is going to take care of this, but take care of it they will. A lot of money, I believe, will change hands. And, of course, it was a mistake. The strike was a tragic mistake. Marine General Frank McKenzie, the head of the U.S. Central Command, made sure he said that at a Pentagon press conference. Now, Army Times spoke with a senior NCO and 2 additional soldiers experiencing enduring COVID-19 symptoms of varying severity. In addition to asking Army and Veterans Affairs officers about it, medical support for the long haulers. And the question is, what happens to the COVID long haulers in the Army? Will they be discharged? Will they continue to be treated? Will they be allowed to stay in? We'll have to wait and see. No one is saying anything yet. By the way, a 7-hour Iraq firefight is now going to see that 4 Marine Raiders receive Bronze Stars with a V for Valor on them. Congratulations to them. A tremendous, tremendous opportunity. General Milley, by the way, says the calls to China were perfectly within the scope of his job. Well, maybe they were, maybe they weren't, but they certainly don't look like it from where some people are sitting. Because you didn't have, General Milley, I'm talking to you, you didn't have the permission from some of the people that were supposed to be on the call for whatever reason. And the January 6th committee now is seeking records of Milley's China calls. That could get interesting very quickly. By the way, a civilian boss is now taking charge of the Army CID for the first time. This marked many years of military people running the CID, but not anymore in the Army. You know, airborne infantry and artillery soldiers recently tested a new dismounted GPS system at Fort Huachua in Arizona, and it worked very nicely. So hopefully we got something that'll help our troops out. Now, the Army EOD troops right now, some of them, 100 of them anyway, are headed to Canada for Exercise Ardent Defender. They'll train with international military and law enforcement counterparts from 10 other countries until mid-October. So you'll see some activity up there. And some new Army and Air Force body armor gets fielded into the 82nd Airborne Division, as three brigades for the 82nd Airborne Division will receive the Army's newest body armor and plates this week to see how they work. Now, an Army program called the Master E, or Measuring and Advanced Soldier Tactical Readiness and Effectiveness, is trying to create a human dashboard. We'll see how that works out. The Navy, by the way, has begun the deep sea recovery mission for the remains of five sailors in the helicopter wreckage in the Pacific. That's the downed Navy helicopter that went off the carrier. Hopefully they'll be able to do that. They have the equipment to do it, so we'll see. And luckily for the two pilots, the student and the instructor pilot, who ejected from that plane in Texas, in Lake Worth, they were injured, but the plane crashed in a neighborhood, and thank goodness there was no loss of life, because it came down in a residential neighborhood. By the way, John Bassillon, a Marine sergeant, was awarded the country's highest military award, the Medal of Honor, for his actions on the Battle of Guadalcanal in 1942. The New Jersey town where he lived celebrated the award yesterday. Congratulations to everybody there. The town celebrates in their status with their hero. Now, about 2,200 U.S. Marines scheduled to come through Darwin in the 2021 rotation, as Canberra also eyes enhanced air and maritime capability down in Australia. This is where this is going on. We'll see how that works out. And, you know, we always talk about the waste of money. How about this one? The United States Air Force spent $549 million on airplanes for the Afghan Air Force that were sold for scrap. You heard me right. They were not flown. The U.S. Air Force spent $549 million on aircraft for the Afghan Air Force, most of which were junked and sold for scrap value of $40,257 each. Wow. 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 Then you wonder, huh? Then you wonder. Okay. I'll be back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. It's about to get real, and we're going to be talking about money. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this day.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets, stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
All right, thank you very much. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology, the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. The MDXs have a more rigid body, a double wishbone suspension, and come standard with a 345-horsepower engine as well. Plus, it's got some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats, and the thing I like, the front seat massagers. Boy, does that make my bad back feel good. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Now, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Plus, they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue next to Moss Nissan at mossacura.com on the web. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com on the web. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you some more money. But you got to tell them that when you walk in the door. Watch and see what happens. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hey, Mr. Watchdog on Wall Street.
Good morning.
The Dow dropped some 614 points yesterday on the fear of the Chinese situation that's going on there with that company, their version of Lehman Brothers over there. That's scaring a lot of people, isn't it?
Well, it's not exactly Lehman Brothers. This is more of a property company over there. People are making a comparison to Lehman Brothers because the contagion that took place when Lehman Brothers collapsed, and it's easy to, you know, to make various different comparisons. It's no doubt at all it's going to be a big problem for China. It is a big problem for China, and, you know, the other property companies over there are feeling the heat as well. But again, this is something that should have been expected. I mean, for years, we're kind of like waiting for the obvious to happen. You had overbuilding in China, basically cities that have been built that are unoccupied. And this company's got over $300 billion in liabilities. Now, they're not making good on their bond payments supposedly coming forward. Investors in the company, a lot of retirees in China are very, very upset losing everything that they had. It's looking like a run on the bank type of a situation. However, our banks are not tied to what's going on over there. We're not actually allowed by the Chinese government to actually get involved in a lot of the financial transactions over there in China. So, you know, we're not really going to be touched by this. How we could be touched by this is a real slowdown in their economy over there, because we all know that the Chinese, even though they send more stuff over to us, they still buy a lot of our stuff as well. The thought is, Matt, is that they think that the government, because it's, you know, it's a command and control government, will step in at some point and not allow this company to fail. It'll be another too big to fail situation for China. But again, this is a lesson of what happens when you get, you know, command and control and money flowing to areas where it doesn't really belong.
There's a lot of financial stuff going on right now, and yesterday we heard about the IRS and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, who agreed with the principle anyway of banks reporting transactions over $600. Anybody that's got more than $600 in the bank, there was actually going to be some whistleblowing going on about that, because they wanted to see how the money moved around, especially if there was overseas activity.
Yeah, enough with this nonsense. So big deal, overseas activity. Honestly, enough is enough with spying on everybody. I was reading a story this morning for ONU, FBI raiding safe deposit boxes and just taking what's in there, and then you got to prove that money is actually yours and you earned it through proper channels. I've had enough of this. I really have. I mean,
that happened in New York City, didn't it?
I think this is in Los Angeles. Maybe it's in New York too, but I heard there's a story in Los Angeles. But, you know, enough's enough here. You know, we did this to ourselves. We all said, yay, Bush, yay, Cheney, Patriot Act. They call it the bloody Patriot Act, for crying out loud, where they start spying on us and grabbing all of this information. You know, I'm amazed. They got a camera on every corner here, but then you can get thugs walking into a restaurant, and, you know, with a gun and stealing, and then they can get away with a car in Manhattan. How's that possible if you got all these cameras here? Or maybe they're not, the cops aren't using them. Maybe somebody else is using them. I don't know. But enough is enough with this stuff. I mean, we're supposed to be a nation where we have privacy. We don't anymore. The government wants everything.
What's going to happen with the debt ceiling?
They'll raise it. It's like it does every other time. How they go about doing it's interesting. They just tied it to the spending bill. Democrats didn't want to do that because they wanted to put it on, say the Republicans. They both did it together. But, you know, they'll raise the debt ceiling. They always do.
Well, McConnell says he's going to oppose the debt ceiling funding bill. Is that part of the budget?
The debt ceiling funding bill?
That's what he called it.
I thought it's a separate bill. I thought they were tying it to something, Matt. I'm sorry.
I thought they were tying it to the budget.
Yeah, I have to look into that. I didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah, debt ceiling funding bill. I was kind of surprised when I saw that.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, maybe that's just how they're renaming it.
Okay. Now, the supply chain disruptions right now are obvious going around fuel, higher prices, longer waits for goods and whatnot. And I was talking a little while ago about the price of gasoline because that's my favorite pet peeve because I look at it every day for the Truckers Report. Now, wait till you hear this one. The wholesale price of gasoline today, right now, at the refineries, going out the door with the taxes paid there, doesn't count your state taxes and your local taxes for what it is at the pump. If you're above $4 a gallon up there in New York, okay, you're only paying $2.17 for it, less the transportation to get it to you. Something is wrong.
Well, here it's taxes, too. It's also locally as well. Depending on, you can go to a couple towns over and gasoline prices are different. Not to mention, you know, where I live, Matt, you're still not, I'm not allowed, it's like Jersey, I'm not allowed to pump my own gas. I kid you not.
You aren't? You aren't?
No.
Wow.
they have somebody pump it for you. It's like the state of New Jersey is the same thing. So again, there's a cost that is, mandated that you're gonna have to have somebody, you gotta pay somebody to pump your gas. So, yeah, these are the little quirks here and there, which makes prices, differentiates prices depending on where you are. Not to mention, certain blends of gasoline are more expensive than other blends of gasoline. We're about ready to do another turnover as well to winter blends. It's one of the interesting things back when we first saw gasoline prices go over $3 a barrel and everybody started freaking out. This is, what, in the 2005, 2006. When that took place, and people don't understand how it works. Gasoline that is sold in New York cannot be sold in New Jersey. They have different regulations based upon the. So, yeah, and especially you get California, which has got one of the strictest requirements there. However, you know, it doesn't make much sense. I mean, imagine if you're a television manufacturer and every state had a different electric plug where you had to plug something in and how much more of an extra cost that would be for television sets. It'd be nice if we can just kind of decide on one blend and make life a hell of a lot easier.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you at all. Now, the U.S. hurricane damage apparently is going to cut the Shell oil output through the end of the year because they've had quite a bit of damage done, if you will, up in the area, up in or out in the area, out in the Gulf.
They just had
that major hurricane go up through there, Ida.
Yeah, I know they had the hurricane, but I didn't realize there was that much damage that was done. I mean, if you have to take it offline to repair it, you're going to have to do what you need to do. Shutting it down and then getting it back up, running at full capacity, might be oftentimes better than it would be to just have it run at a diminished capacity.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens, I guess. But, and by the way, they're expecting to see another weak jobs report this week.
We'll see. I don't expect much out of jobs report. Again, there's too much floating around right now. And again, you know, I can just observe. I can see, you know, how it is at restaurants, other places, and the lack of staffing.
Yeah.
Everywhere. So that hasn't gone away.
Yeah, everywhere I go, help wanted, help wanted, help wanted. Everywhere I go. All right, we will talk to you tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great day, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Find him at watchdogonwallstreet.com. Coming up, Rod Edwards and the Edwards Notebook. And then Brooke Emery. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.